In order to begin relaxation, just allow your eyes to close and take a nice long inhale and exhale. Because with your eyes closed and your breath steady, it becomes easier and easier to become aware of things that might otherwise get overlooked. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, and the alteration of awareness as the mind begins to experience that gradual letting go. It can take time to experience that letting go in your own time and in your own way, as you begin to learn about your own ability to relax and let go. So I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realise that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp. Just allow them to let go and relax. Now all of the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids, your cheeks, your mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. It might mean your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclench your teeth, relax your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. And think about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all the tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and your thumbs, letting all those muscles let go and relax. Now think about your breathing. Notice that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can just let any tension in the chest area simply drain away. As you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of your spine. Just let those muscles relax. And your waist. And your thigh muscles. As you think on down to your knees. Down through your shins and your calves. Just allow all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down to your ankles. Through to your feet. To the very tips of your toes. All of the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy, and so very comfortable. And now you are so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything and nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. And I want you just to let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy and easy and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house, a house like a stately home or country mansion. And you can feel the sun on your head and shoulders. Not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. And as you look around you, notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace and well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. And in a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. As I count all the way down from 10 to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase, a step down towards this beautiful garden, and each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation, so that by the time you get to 0, you will be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry, plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Deeper still, your breathing becoming slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just let go. 4. Becoming calmer and calmer. 3. Calmer still now. 2. More and more relaxed. 1. All the way down now to 0. Now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seem to envelop you. And there's a gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. And it's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs and tall elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed directly into a gently trickling stream. And this fascinates you as you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself onto the soft grassy bank, and you just sit for a while, gazing into the cool clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. And after a little while, you lie back on the grass and you gaze up at the clearest of blue sky. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter and lighter, so light that you feel as though you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of colour, a warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in warmth and colour. That somehow seems unreal, and yet at the same time has a familiar feeling to it. You're aware of misty reds and oranges, soft muted yellows, gentle greens and blues that somehow seem like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever imagine. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow. Because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist in the same way that we usually know it. You might have floated there just for a moment, or for 100 years, or maybe a lifetime, or perhaps just for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forward in time, to a time that's far beyond our future. Or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. And it gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish. With this wonderful, relaxed feeling, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle, glowing colours, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You're still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself begin to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realise that you've stopped floating downwards, and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake, surrounded by soft, rolling hills, shrouded in a gentle, silver mist. And there are trees and sweetly scented flowers and grasses growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in a beautiful, golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And as you find yourself marvelling at the sense of deep calm and comfort that seems to fill your entire being, as you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colour. Subtle changes, blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when a limpid blue has become a deep, soft violet, or when that deep violet become a relaxing, translucent green. And the change of colour fascinates you when you settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal, clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something, breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on, and you smile and lean forward and dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples, ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with the others and making new and ever-changing patterns. And you realise that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge, and while you are here, you are part of everything, and everything is a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I am going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by the subconscious. And it will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. And your subconscious mind has confirmed that it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself, and this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing, the confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. And now, more and more, you become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality, and you are adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you're learning to act boldly, realising that you're fully capable to make the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realise that you're gaining control. Control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. This gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and relaxed way. and you know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. And now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become aware of these resources, you become aware of how much more confident you feel every day. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that life can bring you good things. And in this way, you are happier with each day that passes. You anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And while you are pondering these thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river. A tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible, and when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing, and it would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And the big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the small tree, but it was a little scared of changing its perspective, and it was a little nervous to do so. One day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go, and then you just let it happen." And so the next time, when the wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down, deep in the ground, and you have an inner stability. And even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life, you can allow that to happen all by itself." And the big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned that as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was on the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns, could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know it could recall in a new, pleasant way, pleasant images and pleasant memories whenever it wished. I want to remind you that your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course now it all depends on you, because you and only you can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind, and day by day you'll find more and more just how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, become your own living reality. And how you choose to think today influences all of your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. For this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt, with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is the treasure worth finding. For you, there is no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game, because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within while you relax. And now you are free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of of experience, a new quality of life, and a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available and will always be seen. Now each and everything you do better than you've ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you're relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind, calm, relaxed, confident. And each day your confidence grows, meaning that tomorrow your confidence grows further, and the day after it grows stronger than ever before. And as you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows, and your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. And each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control. You calm your mind, you disregard your troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. Yesterday has gone, and gone with it all of the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real. And for this moment we live, and then that too is gone. Either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not?